Welcome to MPA's Tech Table. I'm Justin.
And I'm Diana.
And we're your hosts. We'll be serving up a heaping spoonful of all things tech.
We promise it'll be easy to digest. Well, hello, Justin. It's Monday.
It is Monday.
And yes, it's Monday.
Yeah, that's about all there is to say about it. It's Monday. Well,
yeah.
It is Mail Monday.
We like to look at the mailbox.
That's right, our email inbox. What's that email address?
Questions@askmpa.com.
Absolutely. You can write in to us. You know, you also, I suppose, could send a letter.
You could send a letter. You could give us a call. You could stop in. We'll count them.
That's right.
We'll count all your questions.
That's right. So What was the question here, Diana?
Okay, so Donnie is our frontline guy. He gets all the mail. He gets all the questions.
He does.
When I asked him this week for a submission, because I always just say, hey, Donnie, what you got, you know? He sent me, he was kind of being a smarty. He says he got the question, the age-old question regarding how much wood a woodchuck would chuck. Okay, we all know that question.
We do.
So his response to that was, well, since a woodchuck is really a groundhog, the correct question would be, how many pounds in a groundhog's mound when a groundhog pounds hog mounds?
I am very confused by what you just said.
Well, so was I. So then I said, Donnie, really? What do you have by way of tech question? So in all seriousness, he said, I know. I'm not even kidding you right now. In all seriousness, Donnie was asked about a different kind of rodent. A tech one. Justin is cracking up here.
I am cracking up.
But this is all true story.
All right. So anyway, Donnie's real question here was, he was asked about wireless mouse.
Yes, a mouse.
Yeah, a wireless mouse. So if you didn't know this, you actually don't have to have a cord connected to your mouse anymore at your computer.
So then it kind of doesn't even look like a mouse anymore.
That's right. So the question was, I have a wireless mouse and I broke the USB thing that goes into the computer. Now what do I do with the mouse? Can I get another USB thing?
That's good. Question.
Absolutely. It's a great question because you can break those. In fact, we had a cat one time who got a little crazy. And he was a little crazy.
Well.
And he threw things off the table, off the counter, and he would break things.
He was special.
Yes. May he rest in peace.
Yes.
Anyway. All right. So what's the answer, Diana?
Okay. So some brands, Donnie says, like Logitech, which is a pretty popular brand for tech gear, some brands will allow you to use another USB stick and sync it to your mouse, and then you can just continue working. However, some other, I guess you'd say a little or more cost-effective, a little less expensive brands than Logitech don't always offer that same convenience. So what they'll do is the mouse USB sticks are not sold separately, and you would have to contact the company to get a new one if you want to continue using the same mouse and just get a new USB stick.
So really?
Yeah. We know where this is going.
Yeah, you might as well just buy a new wireless mouse.
That's what most people end up doing.
Yeah. And, you know, they have the little ones. They have, like, compact wireless mouses, and then they have really super huge ones.
You can get them in all sorts of different sizes and shapes these days.
And they work really well, frankly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never had a problem with a wireless mouse.
Well, yeah. I mean, do you remember the old traditional mouses that had the rollerball?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you'd have to kind of like put some talcum powder in there.
Well, and it would get dirty and all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, the technology, of course, has come a long ways.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a question for us, make sure you email us at...
Please send it in. questions@askmpa.com.
Absolutely. Until next time.
Take care.
Tech Table is brought to you by MPA of Bloomfield, Iowa and God's Country Radio. You can visit us online at askmpa.com.
If you have questions or comments, please send them to questions@askmpa.com. That's questions@askmpa.com.
And thanks for listening.